Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
The pineal gland, the subconscious and universal information. Note, Google translated. I don't believe in ruling anything out, but constantly struggle to keep my focus in the direction where the evidence and facts are. It can be difficult with such a subject as this, where after several years of consideration I almost feel compelled to take a risk, venture out on shaky ground and try to describe the indescribable in my own words and tell the story of how something we in our world and age normally experience as free imagination and totally crazy, was once common knowledge and totally accepted as fact at the time the texts were written and then all the way to the present day where it takes place behind closed doors under the global privately owned military industry where no one can gain access to anything unless it is about a very concrete and specific function a person can have, without anyone being able to understand what is going on overall. The Western royal family elite not only know everything about the things I will write my own little snippets of here, they harvest, use and fully utilize the knowledge and information they get, to fulfill their dream and agenda, an agenda that only means one thing for us who are not royal bloodline, death. Only you have the answer to all your questions in life, but you actually also have all the answers the better you become at looking inward. The bigger and more reaching the questions become, even into the impossible, you just have to look deeper inside because no matter what, you have answers to everything if you have a high enough awareness that is closely related to great training in breathing and meditation, or immersion in silence as I call it, and last but not least the very basics for this to be possible at all, namely keeping a healthy and clean body, especially the pineal gland in this context as it specifically is, and for hundreds of years has been, under constant and massive frontal attacks from for example fluorine aka fluoride that is in everything from toothpaste, water, food, etc. Everything I talk about here depends number one on a pure all-seeing eye which the pineal gland is called because it actually is a form of physical eye that sees things from the field that constitutes this universal consciousness we know exists today. Concepts such as oracles described in for example the film Minority Report is a real phenomena where forms of people are bred, a bit like we did with wolves to dogs, lie deep underground in vessels filled with electrodes and technical equipment. Here these oracles, these creatures are born, live and die in these vessels where, in the awakened state, they are pumped full of DMT, the spirit molecule, which means that the oracles can now dream while they are awake where they lie and describe what they dream, in other words they describe what they experience by being in this field of full consciousness. All people get into this state almost every time they sleep, but it happens when we are in the deepest REM sleep and here nature has a mechanism that prevents us from remembering anything of what we experienced in the deep dream, in the universal consciousness. The reason why kings, emperors, presidents, governments, military organizations, private companies, etc., etc., throughout all times have been so preoccupied with these dream interpreters in public and occupy a lot of space in religions, is because those in power via these beings, oracles, dream interpreters and what else they can be called, can not only get completely accurate and detailed information about things that have happened, the real secret that is also really big and can be very difficult to deal with at all is that the oracles can also tell and answer very specific questions in detail about the future that must be understood in a very general way and with very specific information about things like natural disasters, deaths, murder, yes, in short, everything. That part of Minority Report with Tom Cruise is 100% true and always has been. It suggests that the reason for this almost magical thing, magic equals technology not understood, is that everything that has happened and everything that has been discovered throughout the life of the universe, even the smallest details, is stored and can be found in a field in our universe which is without filter, agenda or manipulation of any kind. I need to make it absolutely clear that this information only exists as part of a universal consciousness, there is nothing good or evil in it, but the royal self-proclaimed world elite who extract information and use it against us as a weapon time and time again are evil. Therefore I now stick my finger in the ground and risk my neck by publishing my own results and information so far, because there is also a need for good people who start to pull information out that can be used to pull in the opposite direction of the New World Order and all their inbred families with associated lodges, better known to the elite themselves as Orders of Death. Those who, for example, are good at meditating can shut off so much from themselves and their own thoughts that it is and looks like nothingness where nothing happens. Here you can get to this field where no matter what wonder or question you have, you will find the answer before you have finished formulating the question. What they have always known creates this connection is the pineal gland, and when it is opened up, the field you gain access to is actually the same place in the whole universe, inside you, your body, which everyday people call the subconscious, and this is where we can build up a high enough consciousness to be able to pick up information from that field, and it has, as I said, universal knowledge, literally, about everything. Ending. Finally, I would like to end with some personal reasons why this topic has always meant a lot to me. If you're an atheist, for me personally the answer is that you don't believe that your own consciousness exists, or to put it another way, you can't see electricity, but when it strikes, sparks make noise and shocks, you know there's something right there, but also only just when you can see, hear or feel it. But that makes no sense, because when you can't see or hear something, it will, logically speaking, in a purely physical universe only fit in if you can either see something or not see something. Because where does the current disappear when it doesn't just spark or give shocks? As you may have already calculated, it is actually your spirit I am talking about, because it is also just pure energy. If there were to be only something physical in our universe, in our definition there would be nothing, since what we see as physical only exists when our consciousness is in play. Without an observation in the form of consciousness, nothing in our universe exists as anything other than an energy field of potential. This means that it alone is our spirit that quite literally exists on another plane, another frequency than ours, or as science openly calls it today, another dimension, where our spirit, consciousness alone is able to manifest our physical universe as an electromagnetic hologram, where everything you see outside yourself, for example the stars in the universe, in reality and completely documented, only exist in one single place when you look at them, and that is in your consciousness, but also only as a process in our consciousness. In short, the spirit exists no matter what, but the physical universe only exists as the dream of your spirit. Personally, I am sure that when we are born or wake up in the morning as humans, what we experience and take for granted and a matter of course alone is based on the experience of being a human being. I think what we are experiencing here, as humans, is the exact opposite on some level, and I think I even have an idea of what it might be. I see the spirit, the shared consciousness, REM sleep, death as a state, as being the real world, what in science is called base reality, and when I wake up as a human being it is the state that I have always seen, felt and experienced as a very long form of dream, game, test, amusement or otherwise unreal and almost a little indifferent without being indifferent. My dreams, especially as a child and young person, were many times direct things taken out of reality, but which then just happened in reality the following days, which my father was also troubled by for periods, literally, because when you get one of them dreams you just wake up suddenly, are wide awake immediately and just know that that was not just a dream, simply because it feels 100% real in the dream also after you wake up. The thought I had the first time I woke up from such a dream as a 12-year-old has followed me all my life as a completely natural part of me. What my father and I experience here is considered to be impossible, as most people must think, at the same time that I do not would even believe someone who told me such a thing, and not at all if I hadn't experienced something similar myself. It was in this way that I came to the big personal question of my life, when both me and my father experience things that are much more than just inexplicable and completely logically impossible. It could perhaps not be the most sensible thing for a boy who me to just accept for myself that me as a human in this universe must be the dream based on pure imagination, At least that was the decision I made so that my world made sense again and I could finally put away all the thoughts and dissident worries I had about this here behind me. Note, this is a highly personal story with a lot of emotion involved, so this article should in no way be seen as an attempt to be objective. I hope and believe that the few people out there who can reflect on the things I describe here and get something out of it, may not feel quite so strange or alone by discovering that there are others like yourself. Finally, I just want to say thank you for reading this far. Everything I write here is sincere and brutally honest, but don't expect people to just believe what I say. I have achieved what I wanted, if only a few of those who have read so far start asking questions, because then we are on. Sincerely, Jacob from Paxteam.org. Also watch my movie What is Consciousness?
The Elite's Final Plan, in short. Read the Elite's own documents and declarations. Reduce humanity to zero by military force and at most have 500,000 people worldwide in captivity for all future, just read the Georgia Guidestones. The number varies, yes, most of the elite do not want any people left at all, but the half billion that is mentioned on the Georgia Guidestones is far too high, possibly not to offend too many from within.